Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta to Yankee, Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
This is a very bad surface for bicycling.
So, actually you invited me for a little tour.
Yeah, we invited you to go to Frelserkirken, our Savior's Church. Mm-hmm. But it was closed. But along the way we also wanted to tell you just about basic reflections of Copenhagen. What we think is maybe not special about Copenhagen, but what affects our everyday life in Copenhagen. That's kind of, for example, the situation of how to get an apartment. But
what was for me very interesting, like to get at first that where we are. I mean, actually, are we here on the island, or are we on the other side of the island, or it's both one island?
We're in the small island between the mainland and
all right,
Amager,
so
the big island.
This channel doesn't say anything about that. It's just
it's
okay. But the interesting part was like that it was used before for trash.
Yeah.
Like this part, right? Like, did I understand it well?
But maybe more.
No, maybe more like the other island, the big island.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, they have the oversight. You can look over cars.
Can you describe how you're sitting?
Well, I'm sitting in this box that seems to be quite sturdy, so I'm not afraid of falling out. But I'm very low. And I feel like it's a bit like a rickshaw, I suppose. You know, it's probably the Copenhagen version of a rickshaw. It's a bit hard, the suspension, but it's quite soft on these cobblestones here.
Yeah,
it's very comfortable.
But this is a very bad surface for bicycling.
Yeah, but it's okay to be. I feel comfortable. Well, we have to say we're cycling along a path that's maybe 1.5 meters wide, and I'm sitting in this really wide cabin at the front of a bicycle with two wheels, one on the left, one on the right, and I'm being bicycled along very nicely. But then there is a second bike just on the outside preparing to fall onto the street and get run over at any moment.
Yeah,
it's really dangerous,
and it's run by a very small man on a very big bike.
Copenhagen is a very dangerous city.
But maybe that's the trip. We're gonna take your bike and go where my bike is at, and
it's a homemade bike.
Where is the beginner line? Just ask him if it starts to rain.
I think
it isn't. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So that's the first Danish attraction.
Because in that moment when you were describing that, I thought about it. Down there,
trash, yeah.
Right? Yes, yes. This kind of things. So, but yeah, you described me different kind of angles. What I could see when we would be there.
Have you been in the top?
I haven't been up there. Yeah. A big tower. And yesterday they were playing this. Somebody was practicing on the bells.
Oh yeah.
For like an hour or so. Okay. Yeah, fantastic.
She's not supposed to be very good.
Yeah. Bells.
Is it here? Okay. Watch out for the car.
So this is the direction to Christiania.
Yeah, it is.
Then we were passing through, coming to this point of.
So when we stop, I want you
big
to
big topic
take
of gentrification.
Yeah. We try to explain this. Actually, most of Copenhagen, the center of Copenhagen, or like the close central. It's gentrified.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly expensive to get an apartment, and if a family with not so much money move out, a rich one is moving in, and that's
that's
how it happened.
Interesting.
It was fucking crazy.
So we're going right.
I need to sit forward a bit so you can steer. Okay.
Are you all right down there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm gonna be careful.
Especially when you're making a recording in a box.
Yeah. Especially with a human being inside and very
cold.
I think it's
brilliant.
It's the opposite
it's
way
the
around.
Easiest way to
they
get
make
around town.
They make people hate their cars.
Yeah.
No, but maybe that's the trip. We're gonna take your bike and go to my go where my bike is at. And it's a home.
No problem. No problem.
Oh, we nearly caught up with the jogger.
Maybe we should.
Pine cone.
Uh-huh.
Pineapple. Pine cone.
On the street. There was a thing on.
We have less control than you
Sorry.
Do.
There's always the political discussion about which places are the low income places with a lot of crime rates or high crime rates and stuff, and how they can make them more mixed. Mm-hmm. Parts of the city, or
but the, like you don't hear politicians using the word gentrification at all. It's not
right.
It's in the people's awareness, but it's not a political topic at all.
Right.
Not even a local political topic.
So, and people themselves do know it like that, like do name it. Sorry, do name it like gentrification. Or
then
now I have to move out, and you move in, and that is.
I think it's more like we talked about in people's mind that Vesterbro used to be a place with a lot of crime and a lot of drug abuse and well, some of it still is, but now it's a place with a lot of families and it's more like that the story is being told. Well, do you remember Vesterbro used to be? Now it's
you
just
have my swan song in the box.
Interesting.
It was fucking crazy.
Well, this is great. He can get his aggression out because you have a microphone.
Yeah.
And you don't know where you live.
No, well, this is not my place. It's my friend's.
Okay. What's the best approach?
Like, it's a little bit dirty.
Of us.
Don't worry about that. Okay, I'm doing the scissor technique to get in. One, two.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my god. Oh. So this will be a thousand.
You're going to show me a bicycle?
Yeah, we're going to show you a bicycle. Which is kind of Copenhagenish.
I welded it at my. Where I'm going to school. But we have to go on bikes, and the bike is
right around the corner.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So I think we're gonna carry.
The term gentrification is probably mostly left-wing activists using that term in intellectual newspapers. There's definitely an awareness of what's happening.
And you said before, like that, like at this place where we are now, like not the place, but this island that a lot of sailors were living in, and workers. Did I understand that right?
The what did you say?
And workers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this was the area. So there's still some left of it. For example, there's like you talked about a place called Bombebusen, just over here where retired sailors live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of bodegas or bars.
Mm-hmm.
I used to deliver post out there actually, and that's
mm-hmm.
quite funny with these older. Like I only saw the doors
mm-hmm.
of the sailors, but you definitely see that they had all these trophies from around the world, and
mm-hmm.
it was like.
there's still some live like small time pockets, or what you would call it out here. Especially some small bars around this area that's still only mostly for sailors. So.
But this place where you wanna bring me, I mean, actually it was closed. It's a famous one because like they were passing other tourists as
they
well.
Like usually, we have in these canals, we have the guide boats.
Right, I saw some. Yeah,
bringing the tourists around, and they usually just before the street we were walking up to the church. They say, okay, now just under this bridge, you all look to the left. And mind your head going on the bridge. And then they go on the bridge and all to look to the left at this high tower. Mm-hmm. It's a like landmark of...
like a little choreography.
It's like a small choreography. I guess it's all the choreography.
Yeah.
Gentrification are moving slowest. Pedestrians next. Yeah. Bicycles.
Yeah, that's our little story about a walk to a tower. How was it called again?
Our Savior's Church.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Danish one?
Yeah.
Vor Falser Kirke.
Vor Falser Kirke?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's Savior called in German?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's a good question. Like salvation. Erlöser.
Erlöser.
Yeah, Erlöserkirche. Okay, so let's hear that and try to something with that.
Try this.
Yes,
the microphone needs to get the sound.
All right.
That was our view of the city from the window.
my question was as well, like, if that is a rare process, like people speak about that, besides like the private experiences that you have, of course, if you have to move out of your flat. But is there any kind of political discussion about it?
Not really yet, are there?
Both one island.
Right? Like, did I understand it well?
So it was not because in that moment when you were describing that, I thought about that. Now what is it down there?
Trash, yeah.
Right. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And my question was as well, like, if that is a rare process, like people speak about that. Besides, like, the private experiences, what you have, of course, if you have to move out of a flat, but. Is there any kind of political discussion? This channel doesn't say anything about that. It's just it's a
no.
Okay. But the interesting part was like that it was used for trash. This kind of thing. So, but yeah, you described me different kind of angles. What I could see when we would be there at the tower, then we were passing. Topic of gentrification. Right?
Like,
did I understand it well?
cycling along a path that's maybe 1.5 meters wide, and I'm sitting in this really wide cabin at the front of a bicycle with two wheels, one on the left, one on the right, and I'm being bicycled along very nicely. But then there is a second bike just on the outside, preparing to fall onto the street and get run over at any moment. Yeah. It's really dangerous.
And it's run by a very small man on a very big bike.
Copenhagen is a very dangerous city.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.